Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 61 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Whiskey 8 Foxtrot Foxtrot Romeo mobile and monitoring.
Morning, Junior Ryan. KC8, GWL here.
KC8, GWL from W8SFR. I hear you really loud and clear. How's my signal doing?
Doing great. Talking about signal, how's that new antenna working for you? I heard you, I forget what day it was. Last Saturday, I think. Later in the evening there, I was trying to get back to you. I was on 21 and Wilder at that point in time. You were coming in a little scratchy, but you were copyable.
I've done a few antenna tests, so I don't recall exactly what instance you're referencing. Unless you're referencing when I went with the whip antenna, for when my handheld is not tied into my mag mount, because I have that 15-inch whip. But if you're referencing my base station, I haven't done anything with that yet. I'm still trying to get the time to put the new pole up. And I just had a fellow firefighter of mine, her antenna tower broke off her house. So I'm going to go investigate it, and I might end up either combining the two or depending on how tall the actual antenna tower is, I might return the flagpole and use that.
There you go. No, it would have been, I think, like Saturday of Lapeer days. It was that Saturday you were supposed to put the new antenna up. You were on Simplex 5-2, and I just wanted to kind of give you a signal report that day, but I was scratchy using the mobile here. I didn't think about boosting up power in time to try to get back to you with a stronger signal. So we're pedaling our way into work here, getting off 69 at 24, so I've only got about a mile and a half to go. So just wanted to jump in there and wish you the top of the day, sir. You have a safe one and a quick one. Hope it goes by well. I'll listen out to your final. Again, have a great day, Ryan. W8FFR, KC8TWL.
KC8TWL from W8FFR, will do. I'm actually approaching 69 myself, heading to my work. So I'm a Sten 73s. Thanks for the quick QSO. And so someone talk to you while I'm driving. I hope you have a wonderful day at work as well. This is W8FFR. I am clear and monitoring.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees.
N8LJN mobile monitoring.
W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours, mostly cloudy, 67 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can, this is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning, 1100 hours, mostly cloudy, 70 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 72 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 75 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 76 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 77 degrees.
K88 UGB Mobile listening.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees.
K-E-8-C-Y-B, K-E-8-C-Y-B, this is WD-8-N-X-L. K-E-8-C-Y-B, K-E-8-C-Y-B, this is WD-8-N-X-L. K-E-8-C-Y-B, K-E-8-C-Y-B, this is WD-8-N-X-L. I don't know if you're out there, Brent, but if so, you're not making it in. Maybe your tone's not right.
W-A-W-W-2-Mobile.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 74 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
CYB Mobile.
K-E-8-C-Y-B Mobile. It's WD8NXL. Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear.
Northbound just crossed M90. I think I'm picking up a little static from the repeater. Maybe it's you not hitting it 110%, but sounding good.
Yeah, I just turned the power up. It's a long way to appear from here. I had it turned way back down. So did you get at the store what you're looking for?
I did, and as typical, when we go to those stores, we like tripled up, I think. So we came, no, I guess we quadrupled up. We came home with four items.
Yeah, there you go. So is that mower something that you use other batteries for, or being that it's pretty big? I know I have a electric saw. Well, that's stale. And, yeah, it has a big battery, but I guess there's mowers that you put, like, two batteries in it.
This one's the 36-volt. And it comes with two high-output 12-amp-hour batteries and says you can get an hour's worth of mowing up to three-quarters of an acre. And it actually says running at 3 miles per hour, self-propelled, mulching, cutting an inch and a half of grass. So sounds like it should do the job.
Yeah, that sounds really good. No noise, low emissions, no straining, pulling or whatever. So, yeah, that sounds pretty good. That's the way to go.
Yeah, I don't know if it was your microphone or something, but a couple transmissions ago when you talked about the power, I heard you saying something about bump the POW, and then it went blank, and then it came back a little bit later when you said something about turn it back down, and then on this one, it cut out on you a little bit there and came back. But, yeah, I think I'm going to like the battery versus the pulling. That mower I had was almost 8 years old now, and then this year I mowed the two neighbors' yards, so it was like almost four times what I normally mow, so that mower's pretty well wore out.
Yeah, you sound like you have a use. Well, yeah, I had my repeater, or my radio here, I had it down 20%, so now I said bump it up. I went to 100%, so that's 100 watts, but still, it's a reach for me, and I'm low. I know it may come and go. I'm not sure what it is. I guess I'm doing pretty good in Bad Axe, but I know that's in another direction, but yeah, I'll get my antenna up higher someday or another.
Yeah, that one sounded real good. No problem there. Yeah, getting up would be handy, but I think you're gonna want to get that tower up and put a 2 meter beam on it with a rotator. Then you can pinpoint who you want to talk to, and you don't have to run as much power either. And might be even a little more fun doing simplex too. I was down at the Home Depot here a few minutes ago and had it on simplex, and I was hearing somebody talking, but they were right, I was just out of range. I could just catch words, but I couldn't understand it. WRC. Go ahead there, Station.
I was about to know, you two sound good on the input, so you know, being mobile or whatever, you might have a little, you know, receive problem, but I'll let you know, I have a diamond 710, 510, I think it's 510, up about 75 feet, omnidirectional. I hear people all over. So I've had the 11 element beam before. It's a pain in a QSO. So, you know, not always you're going to be talking one-on-one. So omnidirectional up high is real good. Name here is Mike, 73WYRC.
Yeah, copy that. I just crossed Murphy Lake Road on 24 North here. So, yeah, you got good loud audio on your signal there. So, yeah, I can see where a beam would be a problem if you're trying to carry on a group with a few people or a conversation with a few people spread around the country, but. Yeah, this guy, in his case, he's in Carroll and his son's in Lapeer, so he'd like to talk to him that way. So, but, yeah, I like my 2 meter beam. I was talking to Lansing from Carroll on Monday night, so and that was only on, I don't know, 50 watts or something. So, works pretty good. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, WDNXL. Yeah, probably to get to my son on simplex, I would probably need a beam. We tried it before we got our units. We thought 100 watts would easily reach each other, but it doesn't. So, you know, he can hear the repeaters real well, you know, like I was telling you earlier today, he's listening to the nets. And he has his radio in the barn, has a little corner he set up, which is a nice table with all his equipment. He has a scanner going all the time, that scanner I brought out to your house that one day. And holy cow, I'm just looking at all my power here. I'm drawing 20 amps. So yeah, he listens to things and records it. Well, now the fan kicked in, so that's what I do, too much talking, and the temperature starts to go up there. So, yeah, I got that power supply set up. I put those resistors in, boosted the voltage up. I think it's like a 14.2 or something, so it's pretty close to target because it's 13.8 plus or minus, was it point 1.15%, so like, I think the max is like 14.9 or whatever. No, 18-something, so I should be good.
Come on in there, other station. I didn't catch a call thing. This is KEHCYB.
Hey, we're good. Name here is Mike, W-8-Y-R-C. I live here in Lapeer. Peter Krusty. Yeah, you guys sound good either way. Carroll to Lapeer, no problem with Simplex. A lot of times I can hit Lansing, too. Just depends. I'm kind of down in a hole, you know, compared to where I'd like to be on Lake Pleasant Road or Lake Pleasant Road there on the hill. But yeah, just checking in with you guys and letting you know that you sounded good on the input and shouldn't have to run 100 watts while you're eating up some juice there. So other than that, I got to get some stuff ready. I got to work tonight at 10 p.m. So I'll talk to you guys later. Nice chat with you. W-8-Y-R-C.
Oh, real good meeting you. And Jim is down in a hole. His antenna is probably only, I don't know, 15 feet off the ground tops. He's got trees all around him. So he can back down the power and still hit Lapeer probably and save his power supply just a little bit, but good chatting with you, and drive safe, and have a good night at work. We'll talk to you the next time. KEHCYB. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, okay, I backed it down to 50%. Am I still in there?
No problem.
Hey, you're solid.
Okay, well, yeah, that'll save the power here, the power supply. Oh, I'm down to a little over 10 amps. They have the power, naturally. Yeah, we were doing, I was doing a marathon a couple weeks ago with Doug talking, and we kept this, Simplex, and we had the power turned down, but he was telling me his unit was overheating, so I kept turning mine way down, so we're just, we're so close. I turned it down to a couple watts, and we did this well there. So, yeah, I just finished that supplies working on. So I had both radios on. I was listening for you. I was listening to some nets on HF, and my wire is decent out here, again, with the trees. It's real windy. I have front wires just kind of loose in some trees, so the wire's loose. So I was watching them bounce up and down, so maybe I get the tower up, I could find a more permanent or location to put it, or I don't know, maybe put a pole out there somewhere. I'll see where that goes. My son's always, he's been real busy, and I told you he hasn't been sick, so he's recovering and back doing and things. And wouldn't you know, now he's having problems with his shoulder, so now he has to have shoulder surgery, so there'll be no hard work for him at all there, so I don't know, my little antenna out my window here might be permanent for the winter.
I'm not sure if you're still there, Jim, or if I can hit the repeater. I just north of Snover Road dropping Susan off. I'm going to switch over the Carroll repeater. He was getting a lot of bacon. I don't know if it was me receiving or your lower power transmission, so KEHCYB, I'm going to the Carroll repeater.
Okay, sounds good. WDNXL.
CYB, that'd be on your end on this on the receive. You're full quiet into the repeater. W-8-Y-R-C.
Thank you for the...
Okay, copy that. I'm still picking static up. I'm just north of Snover, so road on 24, so might be kind of the limits of the transmit on the repeater for my mobile antenna. So I'm going to go ahead and clear though. Just thanks for the update. KEATYB.
73, WAYRC.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 75 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees. Penetrating a bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly clear. 70 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 68 degrees.
KE8RZA. KE8RZA. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Zulu Alpha monitoring. RZA. RZA, standing by. And 0Y. NK0Y, I think you said. KE8RZ Alpha. KE8RZA. November Tango, Zero Yankee over here. Name is Jay. Coming up 59 from Lansing. Heading towards Flushing at the moment. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, Jay. Other operator name here is Derek. That's Delta Echo Radio. Echo Kilo. You said you headed to Troy. Was that correct?
Negative, headed to Flushing, just there to the west of Flint, and pulling a night shift tonight, got some work I got to do in the maintenance window.
All right, QSL on the night shift. Yeah, I got you there. I didn't hear what you're up to there, but hey, motor safely there, and I'm sure the traffic is starting to pick up got to be picking up soon.
Yeah, absolutely nothing for traffic on I-69 headed east. Just about the Owasso exit right now, about 105. Coming at you through the Lansing repeater. And, yeah, probably still got about 30 minutes in the vehicle here going up and watching and just some network stuff for the local cable company, and sometimes they like things done where nobody will notice that it's being done. So it's usually between the hours of 12 and 6. That's what we call the maintenance window.
Oh, yeah, stealthy. Stealthy, I understand. Right, nobody notices, not so many folks are watching TV about that time, so right on. Yeah, right on. Makes sense to me.
Yep, yep. So it's been, haven't even been home yet today. Worked my regular shift, 8 to 5. Went to class over to LTC, got out of class, started heading up towards Flushing, so I'll probably be crawling into bed about 5 or 6 in the morning. By the time everything's all said and done, and I will have some sleeping to do tomorrow. Feel good right now, but we'll see if that changes in a little bit here. If I'm not doing this, usually the latest I'm willing to stay up is sometime around 11 o'clock at the most, 10:30, 11 o'clock, something like that. So we'll see how it goes. Usually the repeater traffic trails off right about this time, but I hear a bunch of repeaters lit up tonight. At least 3 or 4 different ones. People have it on them, so people are up tonight.
Oh, sure. Yeah, maybe I imagine they're up just getting ready for the weekend. There it is. Just getting an early start on there, maybe. I don't know. Oh, hell, I guess, man, I hope you're a younger guy. That's some hours in the day. That's some hours to put in there. Hey, well, good for you getting her done there, Jay. Right on. I mean, the cable TV watching folks, they gotta have that stuff. Hats off to you, man. I'm not doing that lately. I'm not doing that many hours. Hey, what, you said you're coming at me from the Lansing machine. I just wonder, what frequency is that one on?
That is an excellent question. So I've got the radio programmed to where it's only showing me the name. And I would not dare fiddle with the buttons to, try and get the frequency to come up while I'm driving. However, I'm not sure if it's 145 or if it's 147, but I do remember the last 3 after the decimal being 280. So, something, 280.
Alrighty, alright. Ain't no big deal here. I'm new, and I'm just getting into this, and you know, I'm trying to gather as much information as I can. I'm here, I'm coming at you from the West Branch machine. Maybe you know that already there, but yeah, I'm in Iosco County. And it's not linked. I'm not linked. I don't know how to do that, so I'm just, I can reach that machine from my shack, okay?
Yeah, well, the machine's doing a good job of getting down into Lansing. This one is linked to all the other Central Michigan Emergency Network repeaters, so the link between the repeaters is working extremely well tonight. Sounds like we're talking on the same repeater. And for that matter, I'm on 5 watts on an HT, so, you know, I feel like I'm doing pretty good getting all the way back into Lansing the way I am coming up 69. I should be getting away from it. And actually, there's other emergency network repeaters that are closer to me than the Lansing one is, but this one is coming in still really, really nice. Hopefully I'm coming through as well as I'm hearing you. And yeah, you know, I'm terrible with remembering call signs until I hear it like three or four times, but I feel like you have an older call sign than my original one was. My original call sign was Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Charlie Bravo. And then ended up going for the extra and doing the vanity call, getting the simple one. So, sounds like you've been around a little bit longer than me, actually.
Okay, all right, Jay. I might have, maybe I was reading the wrong side of the radio here. Looks like I'm an hour drive. I'm in the Guilford 145310 machine. That's what it is. So this thing's reaching out. I'm doing maybe it says mid range. I'm gonna guess 25 watts, and the antenna's about 25 feet from the ground, I guess. If the call signs are alphabetical, I thought they were. I'm RZA, and if you were Z something else, that would put me after, or you after, rather. Hey Jay, I was in the middle of writing down your call sign there, and I didn't quite get it. But you started out okay on that HT, and then it came in real nice. It came in real nice last time, but this fast transmission sounds like you might be losing it. In case you do, this is Kilo Echo 8 Romeo Zulu Alpha.
This is KFA-BRD.
KFA to Bravo, Romeo, Delta. Go ahead.
I'm familiar with the gentleman you were just talking to, and it sounds like he went out of range for the moment. His call sign is NT0Y.
November Tango Zero Yankee. Was that the correct call sign there? KFA-BRD.
At QSO. Yeah, I'm one of the Lansing guys too, and I know Jay. I know I'm mixing up names. Yeah, Jay is NT0Y. So, yep, I heard you guys chat, and I figured I'd help you out with that call sign.
Hey, all right. Yeah, I was gonna go inside and hit the rack there. I was going to bed, and then, well, I thought I'd give a holler on the radio there, and got quiet for a minute, and I'm just see if anybody was still out there. If you didn't hear mine, it's Kilo Echo 8 Romeo Zulu Alpha, and the operator name here is Derek. That's Delta Echo Radio, Echo Kilo.
Well, nice to meet you, Derek. My name's Jim. I'm out of here in Grand Ledge.
All right, Jim. Jim in Grand Ledge.
Juliet Indigo Mike.
I'm here in Iosco County. I don't know if you're familiar. I'm a little bit south and more west of like the East Talon, okay?
Not too familiar, but yeah, it definitely sounds like a trip. I'm more familiar with Big Rapids area, Mount Pleasant.
Okay, all right, that would be probably an hour and 20 minutes or an hour south. and a little bit west of me.
I got it. Well, as you frequent the repeater you're on, maybe we can chat again. I'm going to go ahead and let you get to the rack there. I got to, unfortunately, start preparing for me to go to bed, too. I got one more day this week, and then I get a couple off, so. But, Derek and Kilo Echo 8.
All right, okay, Jim. Sounds good, bud. Man, good talking with you here. I don't do this often here. I don't have a lot of time. But, hey, you cut out there right at the end. I heard Kilo Echo 8, and then you dropped off. But, hey, I get the gist. KF8, BRD, Jim. This is Derek, Kilo Echo 8, Romeo, Zulu Alpha. Hey, we'll say 73 now. And then, hey, we'll do it again next time. All right. Have a good night.
73 is round. Yeah, BRD going clear on us. NP0Y, KF8BRD. I heard you on the end there. Drive safe, man. We'll see you later. KF8BRD out.
Alright, Jim, have a good night. NP0Y, listening.
Good evening, 23 hours, mostly clear, 67 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.